This is the program for the week of January 22nd. Hi there. Welcome to another edition of the Marlena program, right here at the Mainstream on ACB Radio. We're here this time every week, so I'm looking forward to having you come in, sit down, take your shoes off, put your feet up, get your favorite beverage, and just get comfortable with us for the next 2 hours. We'll be taking your calls at 866-666-7926, and we want to hear about whatever's on your mind. So come on in and give me a call, won't you? Right here on Marlena. And this is the Marlena program for the week of January 22nd, 2007, and the music of Chrissy Cochran. The name of the song is Marlena. Well, it's a joy to be back from my two-week absence, my vacation. We had a wonderful vacation. I must apologize in advance for the fact that I have a cold, and so I'm not as perky as I would like to be on my first night back with you all. Let me tell you what's going to go on tonight on the program, and then we'll run through our little housekeeping deals, and we'll get started. Yesterday afternoon, I was very saddened to learn that a person whom I have always considered to be a good friend, Mr. Dean Spratt, suffered a stroke. But the news that I'd gotten eventually seemed to be that he was doing better, but that it would be a long road to hoe for him. Well, unfortunately, the results weren't what we all wanted, and Dean passed away about 3 hours after I heard about his stroke. If you have been listening to Blind Spot, back when Blind Spot was on ACB Radio Mainstream as a pre-recorded program, you might remember Dean. And because we have so many new listeners now, I'm going to replay Blind Spot. I'm going to replay that program with Dean, probably close to the second hour of the Marlena program. We're also going tonight, turning the page a little bit here, because Dean would want us to be happy and to celebrate. We do have something to celebrate. We will be announcing the winner tonight of the Plus Tech. I keep saying it wrong. Rachel needs to call me up and get me straight here. Rachel Bader, who is our promotions director here at ACB Radio, secured for us, thanks to the generosity of the wonderful folks at Plus Tech, a Plus Tech reading system to give away to the person who came up with the motto that would be one of the mottos for ACB Radio for 2007. We do have a winner, and that winner, we hope, is listening. We will be calling that winner live on the Marlena program. During the program, it's pretty much an open forum show tonight, and I'm going to be playing bits of audio that do relate to Dean. And so during the program, I'd love to have anyone who knew Dean call in and speak of him. And sometimes I think it's so helpful for us who are so helpless to be able to change fate, to at least be able to give a testimonial about someone. And I will tell you that one of the things that I most lovingly remember about Dean Spratt was his laugh. But We'll get to that in just a bit. We'll get to the bits of audio regarding Dean in just a bit. Here goes the housekeeping now. If you're listening to this program at any time other than 5 in the West, 8 p.m. in the East on Sunday night in North America, or 1 Universal on a very early UTC Monday morning, you're listening to a repeat. So please put your feet up and enjoy the show. Thanks for being a podcast subscriber. If in fact you do subscribe and you are hearing us on your Bookport or your iPod or your Braille Note or your PacMate or whatever it is you're hearing us on, thanks for taking the time to do that. I'm going to bring up a little bit of the first piece of the audio about Dean, and this is taken from something that was aired today on WCCO in Minneapolis. Dean started his career as a traffic reporter for WCCO. So what I'm going to do is bring this up and just kind of let the WCCO advert run underneath me here. And we'll bring up the audio here in just a second. And you'll hear a little bit of Dean himself.
WCCO Radio News on the first day of January 2007. And we do have some light snow now falling in much of the Twin Cities metropolitan area.
Oh,
and the forecast
snowing in Minnesota.
In other news notes this morning, we're sad to report the death of the Twin Cities' first on-air traffic reporter, Dean Spratt. Dean passed away yesterday after suffering a stroke a few days ago. Now, he got started in commercial traffic broadcasting right here on WCCO Radio, and he won wide acclaim. The reason? His traffic reporting was tops, and he was blind from birth. WCCO Radio's Brad Walton interviewed Dean Spratt here on WCCO Radio about a year and a half ago.
And I think most of the listeners know that I'm blind.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of blind people want to do radio.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's one thing that we folks who don't have working eyes are really good at, it's talking. You just can't mm-hmm. shut us up.
And he was very good at it, to be sure. Dean Spratt. Funeral services pending for former WCCO Radio traffic reporter Dean Spratt.
And that's, as I say, aired earlier today on WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, in the Twin Cities. I'm not sure if it's actually located in Minneapolis. I think it is, though. 866-666-7926 is the phone number for you to call. I'd love to hear from you. I'm waiting, actually, with bated breath here very soon to hear from our promotions director, Rachel Bader, who has a full description, I think, of the prize, the big prize. We got some very good mottos, and I must say that it was a difficult decision, I think, but we got some very good mottos. And if you didn't win this time, well, I bet you maybe we'll be doing it again next year, because in order to keep the radio station fresh, it's nice to make changes. 866-666-7926. Well, Gary and I had a wonderful vacation. We cruised to Mexico, and my gosh, to go from 30 degrees in Seattle to 80 degrees in Mexico was quite a shock to the system. Agnes, the new little guide dog, did very, very well. She guided just beautifully aboard ship. I was very, very proud of her. I was also very happy to see that the Money for All petition has garnered almost 5,000 signatures, I believe is the number. 4,000, I don't think it was 4,700 something last I looked, or something in that area. When I left to go on my vacation, the number was in the, like, I think 300 mark. So it's really nice to see folks getting involved and to see that people from outside of the blind community felt that this was an important issue and were willing and happy and able to sign the petition. 866-666-7926. I'm assuming that the phones are working. I need someone to call me and verify that for sure. Today we did an interesting thing. We participated with some puppy raisers who are interested in bringing other people into the puppy raising for potential guide dog fold. And that was kind of interesting to meet some of those folks. Those puppy raisers really are just an amazing, amazing group of people. I mean, they just absolutely dedicate themselves to raising the best dog that can possibly be raised. And I'm sure that if you use a guide dog, you know that you can really tell whether your dog's been raised with a consistent handler. And we have a phone call. Hi there, this is Marlena. Who's this?
It's Kelly Spurgia.
Hey there, Kelly. I'm glad you verified that my line was working. I was getting worried there. How are you?
I'm doing really good.
And how is everything? I'm going to say it right now. How's everything in Moose Jaw?
Very good.
On my other show Friday, I said it was moose drool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's all right. Yeah, everything's still going pretty good here, although I think I'm just getting over a bit of a cold myself, so.
Yeah, it is the season for that, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to a Toastmasters meeting yesterday, but I decided not to because I think I picked up a flu bug, and that was not pleasant.
Yeah, I'm actually not feeling really well myself, but you know, hey, we're here, and by the end of the show, I'm going to feel great because it's just nice to be with folks again. So
actually, I must admit, until you mentioned that you had a cold, I didn't even hear it in your voice.
Oh well, that's good. That's
mm-hmm.
good. So yeah. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to offer my condolences to everyone regarding Dean there. That was pretty sad news. I just heard about it. I think it was in your announcement.
Yes.
That you sent out this afternoon. I'd heard that he had suffered a stroke, but I didn't hear anything else about that.
And many listeners have heard Dean's voice here on ACB Radio and not known it because Dean, when I was doing a lot of the outreach and development for ACB Radio last spring, one of the first things that I did at the request of Steve Bauer and a couple of other people was reach out to some blind folks in radio who weren't on ACB Radio and ask them to do what we call liners. And for the listener, liners are those little things that you hear where someone comes on and says, you know, listen to the Marlena program every Sunday night in North America, Monday morning, and there's no music with it. It's not a produced piece. Well, Dean, when I wrote to Dean, he responded immediately and he said, I would be honored to do that for you and ACB Radio. And that's just the kind of guy he was, so.
And he sure did a good job on those liners, too.
Yeah, yep. Well, I just regret that I was going to write him when I started my interactive show. I was going to write him in December and ask him, would you mind doing one for me? And then I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, I've asked so much of these people already. I just won't ask, and now I won't ever have the chance, and I regret that, but. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So what's coming up on your show on Interactive? Why don't you go ahead and give it a shameless plug?
Okay. Well, every Thursday or Wednesday evening in North America from 01 to 03 GMT, I do a program called Northern Lights, the New Age show, which features a variety of New Age styles, including some chill-out music and smooth jazz now. And I am not sure when I'm getting this. It came in the mail, but it came to my old address. But I am getting a CD from a Hawaiian artist.
Oh.
I think it's some relaxing guitar music. I haven't heard it yet, but from what I hear, it's supposed to be pretty good. So I'm going to enjoy it along with everyone else.
Very cool. Well, we'll wait to hear it and let us know when it's going to be on.
I will.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, thanks for calling, sir.
You're welcome, and also just wanted to say I'm looking forward to hearing who won the Plus Tech.
I'm looking forward to saying it, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you never know. I may have to do a jingle or something with the new model.
Yeah, I think you will. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds good.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
866-666-7926 to get into chat with me. I'm actually expecting that the next call might be Rachel Bader. We'll have to see. We kind of play things pretty loose around here since the internet is who knows how many seconds behind. Let's see who it is. Hi there. You're with Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, Marlena. It's Rachel.
It's a Rachel Bader. I just said I'm actually expecting that the next call might be Rachel Bader.
Well, you're expecting correctly. Good to have you back.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah. Boy, tough show tonight, but at least we have some good stuff to talk about as well, which Dean would like.
That's right. That's right. Dean would not want people to mope, and you know, Dean was a guy who loved life, and you know, he just embraced it, you know. And all these years that I've known him, he kept saying, "When are you gonna come over to my house and have a steak and some beer?"
I was really hoping to meet him at the convention this summer. I had a chance to talk to him a couple times, and I always felt like, you know, he gave off this you know, feeling that you knew him. I had listened to his shows quite a bit. By the way, I want to say hello to our listeners on WTND in Macomb.
Oh, good. We are being simulcast on WTND in Macomb. WTND LP.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks to Tom and Daryl.
Yep. That's the station that ran Dean's Thursday Night Potpourri show.
Well,
those of you who are in Macomb, may more so than some of the ACB radio listeners, have heard his show. But I always liked the show, and he did a great job. He was a big space fan and a big NASCAR fan, and really like the fact, and I appreciate the fact that he did my show liner. So.
When Gary used to watch NASCAR, Dean and Gary would get on the phone about NASCAR until I thought I was going to die. I'd be like, oh my gosh, will they ever shut up about NASCAR?
Yeah.
But he was, and Dean was a great old time radio fan too.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry,
I'm not going to get a chance to meet him in Minnesota. I was really looking forward to that.
Well, let's talk about the giveaway.
Absolutely,
Because I'm getting so excited here, I can hardly stand it.
I was about ready to resign my, you know, can I just leave ACB Radio for a little while, just long enough to win this, and then I'll come back.
What is it that we're giving away? Tell us what this is.
We are giving away the Plus Tech book reader. It's basically a scan and read system. I want to thank especially Tony, who is in Taiwan, who I actually have been in contact with quite a bit about this. He and the people in the U.S. Office of Plus Tech have generously given us this Plus Tech book reader and some other ones that we've actually given away in the past as well. For ACB Radio, and I think it's really cool that they've really kind of gotten into the mission of what ACB Radio is about, and they've really kind of had a great time working with us, and I've had a good time working with them, so it's really kind of fun to do this. But the book reader is a standalone scan and read system.
I take that back.
It's a scanner with some software, basically, you can operate it from the scanner. So you do use a computer with this, but a lot of the operation is pretty simple, you know, from the scanner. The scanner is about 8.5 pounds. It's about 18 by 11 by 4.
Wow.
You have one touch operation from the scanner, and it's color contrasting buttons, so it's real simple to use. And it has lifelike and adjustable speech, which is always cool when you're reading books, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, especially when you're reading a murder mystery, you don't want to have it say they took the machete out and sliced them.
Yeah, right. Or you have the speech, you know, that just keeps going down and down and down and fits, but it looks like it's running out of steam.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
Your files, you can scan to text, PDF and RCS files. You can also open files of those types as well that may not have been created by the scan and read system. You can save files to those file types as well as MP3 files and Windows Media Video, which is kind of cool.
Wow, that's very cool.
Yeah, for low vision users, it's got some magnification kind of options. You can have color contrast when you're reading, and magnify the text, zoom text with color changes. So as you're reading, you kind of know where your place is. And it has auto bookmark features, which is always cool to go find your place. I always hate that. I mean, like, when you're trying to go back to something, where is it? Okay, go
page. Yeah.
So you have auto bookmarking functions and, spelling and repeat functions as well. So it's pretty cool. I honestly, unfortunately, hadn't had a chance to see it myself. And I've just had it described to me. But I was really hoping to get a chance to see it at the convention last year and just kind of missed out on it. But really kind of cool. And the price is less than a lot of the other kind of scan and read systems.
And is there a website where people can go for more information,
yeah,
like price and et cetera?
PlusTech.com. PlusTech.com.
PlusTech.com. Well, all right. I'm going to get ready now and make this call.
Yeah.
This is very exciting.
Yeah.
Whoops. Let's see.
This is the fun part of my job.
Okay. I'm holding two different headsets here.
All right. She's multitasking, folks.
And we're going to bring this up. And we'll see what happens. Don Barrett? Is this the Don Barrett? Well, if you don't know that, then you're not listening to the program. But now I'm talking to you because, Don Barrett, you're the winner.
Congratulations.
And the winning slogan was ACB Radio, where your listening is our business.
Very cool.
That's why you won. Oh, gosh, I don't have him on the... Oh, nope. Gosh. Wait a minute.
I tell you that.
I'm getting so excited. All right. Well, so hi, Don Barrett. Now
Hello.
You're on.
Redo.
That's right.
You have to act excited now, Don.
Yeah. Well, Don was very excited. It's too bad that nobody
we
heard it but me.
Rachel, you're on.
Yes, Rachel's on, too.
Hi, Don. I am just in shock, you guys.
Well, I was so in shock I didn't put you on the air. So,
come on, everybody's listening. It's our business. We got to make it happen, right?
That's right. Where you're listening is our business.
Very cool.
Yep. We looked at that and we looked at it and everyone who looked at it said, "That's the one."
It's so amazing because I was just sitting here listening to the description of the PlusTech system and, you know, just sitting there thinking, wow, I have never had a reading system. And I was thinking, boy, I'd love to win something like that.
Well, guess what? You did.
And then the phone rang, and there you are. It's like magic.
And there we are. And what I'll do, Don, if it's okay with you, I will forward your phone number to Rachel, and then, you know, she can work this all out with you, how you're going to get it, et cetera, et cetera,
sure,
et cetera.
That sounds perfect.
Does that work for you, Rachel?
Absolutely. But yeah. You've never had any kind of scan and read anything, huh?
No, I haven't. And I'm just thrilled to pieces because I have print stuff come across my desk all the time. And if my wife doesn't read it, it gets thrown in a pile. And then after a few months, I go, it's taken up too much space and it goes in the trash can. And I know I've gotten rid of some important stuff that way.
Oh, wow. Well, that's
great. I'm just thrilled to pieces.
That's excellent. Well, it's always fun to be able to give cool stuff away to listeners. And, you know, I know myself, like I say, you're lucky I didn't quit ACB Radio because I wanted to go get one.
Hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you won, and we'll definitely pass your information on to Tony and the people at Plus Tech. And everybody start giving Don some good book suggestions. He's going to have to go take a trip to his local bookstore. And
That's right, well, Don. Now, Don, you can volunteer and scan books for Bookshare.
That's right.
There you go.
I'll put you to work.
Well, between Audible and the NLS beta program and now this, I think I'll quit my job and just stay home and read.
Oh, wow.
Well, it couldn't have gone to a nicer person. I'm really happy that yours was the winning slogan, and you know, I just did a little conspiring. I had our mutual friend Jeff get a hold of you and make sure you're going to be home.
Well, of course.
Where are you from, Don? You might have said
I'm in Arlington, Virginia.
Okay.
And, you know, Jeff didn't tell me anything. He just said, you know, be home and be available. And I'm like, what is he talking about?
Well, that's because I told him. If you tell him, it's got to be a big surprise. So, yeah, and then I blew it and didn't push the button to get you on the air. But that's okay.
That's all right. And I have to say, it's just such an honor to be affiliated in this way with ACB Radio, which I love dearly and so many of us love. And you all have made it so evident that listening is your business because you have such wonderful programming. And I know I can speak for all the listeners and say we couldn't be happier listeners than we are because of all the hard work you all are doing.
Well, we appreciate that.
That makes it all worth it, definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you get ready to receive your prize. And
Yippee!
Yeah, do it again.
Yippee!
All right.
We'll,
sound bites there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We'll get a little sound bite out of that one.
Oh, great.
Well, congratulations again, Don, and let us know how things go. If we ever get a chance to talk to you, you're going to be so busy scanning everything, you know. Now you have to keep listening. Just because you get something to work with scanning books now, that you have to fulfill your slogan.
You can count on that. That's an incentive to keep listening, and I certainly will do that.
All right.
Thank you both.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Oh, that is so great. And Rachel, thank you so much for putting on a wonderful, wonderful promotion.
Oh, well. Thank you. It's a lot of fun to do, and it's always, like I say, this is the fun part of my job, so I had to give cool stuff away.
Well, there are a lot of work to put together, and you know, the production team who did the promos that we played, we want to thank them.
Absolutely.
All the folks that worked on that, and you know, ACB Radio really and truly is community radio. It's global. It's a global community. And
I certainly had some wonderful help, especially this time around with my computer being down at the moment.
Yeah.
So, you know, I definitely, it was a team effort, and I definitely had some help from people, you know, making some phone calls, and people had helped me with some sending out some emails and getting stuff together. So I really appreciate the team. And, you know, with the computer being down, it's amazing how we get used to working with the computers and appreciate them you know, so much when they're not there.
All right. Well,
all right.
Thank you so much.
All right. You have a great rest of the show.
Thanks.
And we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. And we want to, again, welcome the listeners from WTNDLP in Macomb, Illinois. Tom and Daryl, again, two more very, very good friends of Dean Spratt. Let me play you another sample of Dean's audio, where he's actually doing his job. You actually will hear him do a traffic report. Let me just get the ID out of the way here. We're going to have this caller hold just a second.
Minneapolis, and there is another wave of this stuff going through. Dean Spratt is also standing by early on this Friday morning. It is 17 minutes until 1 o'clock. Dean, what's the latest?
Jim, I just want to expand a little bit on 94 in Riverside, the U of M area, westbound. And I just talked with the State Patrol. What happened, they said that was just becoming passable. A few cars were beginning to get through it. This latest rain came, and they are anticipating that within minutes that will be impassable again because the water was receding very, very slowly. And they report to me as of about 2 minutes ago that 94 in the U of M is receiving just as hard a rain as it received earlier. And there was still very high water. The cars were still passing through water that was well over the doors, well above the mid doors of the cars. And so they anticipate that probably is going to very quickly be impassable again. 35 and 36, they've got more problems up there too. And that's again because of this rain, and they've still got all kinds of problems. We, at this time, have not been given the all-clear by the State Patrol on any of the roadways or intersections that we have indicated are closed. And again, pointing out that some of these are closed simply due to high water. 35W in Diamond Lake, 35W at 98th Street, 494 between Portland and 12th. Once the rain stops, they're going to get these opened up, and they're probably going to be opened by the morning rush hour, I would think. Others, like 7 in the area of Vine Hill, perhaps the crosstown down by the National Guard Armory, Highway 100 at Unity where it washed out. Certainly, those are not going to be opened, and it's going to take a lot more than just a dry night before they get those roads back in shape. Jim, that seems to be pretty well the handle on it. I think that everything that's going to flood has probably flooded, and now it's just a long night for the state troopers and the DOT and the various maintenance folks out there. And, of course, here in Minnesota, we've got some of the best. I don't think they anticipated working this hard on a mid-July night, but nonetheless, they are out there. They will, as Michael says, pull an all-nighter and get your roads in as good a shape as they can by morning.
And that is a sample of what Dean did for WCCO in Minneapolis. Just a phenomenally talented person, and someone who will be missed. Thursday nights won't be the same without Thursday Night Potpourri. Hi there, you're with Marlena. Who's this?
Oh, this is Tom.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Well, I'm doing as good as can be expected under the circumstances.
Yes.
I believe it was, if I've got the name right, I think it was like Kevin Peterson that sent that piece of tape along, which none of us had.
Yeah, and then Jim Pemberton sent it on to me, and
okay.
I just knew it was going to be a part of this program.
Yeah, it absolutely had to be. It was very good. I'm glad you found it. We ran it last night, and I guess Pat had run it on his news show earlier, so it's gotten a couple of airings, but it was just amazing. That and the nice tribute that CCO did today, those are both very good pieces.
Yes, indeed they are. Share with us some of your memories of Dean, will you?
Well, I'll do my best. It was either 1991 or 1992 when I first heard him. And I don't remember if it was from the Signals radio show that he did on shortwave with Gary, or if it was Jim Bass or Blair Alper LTRN network, one of the other, was the first place I heard him, and he was a fairly frequent caller, and we had found last year when Gary had died, we'd been looking through tapes and found a tape of Dean and Mike Cole going to Marquette to help Gary put in a dish.
Oh, I remember this, yes.
And that was in 1993.
Yes.
And that was an interesting experience. And now, you know, like two of the three are gone. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I must say, when I first heard, you know, about the stroke, I thought, oh my gosh, but surely he'll be all right. And then, you know, just to hear so soon after that that in fact he did not survive.
Yep.
It's just,
well, none of us got the word till, I think it was Wednesday when we first heard about the stroke, and may have been Tuesday, but I know it was either Tuesday or Wednesday. And then we rapidly heard that he was getting better and he was talking, but his comment was, this sucks.
Yes.
You know, he just kept pointing that out to the people talking to him because he was really being frustrated. His voice was his prize, and he couldn't use it good. And that was, you know, people figured, well, he's going to get better because, you know, he's at least starting to come out of it. Nobody expected him to die yesterday. And we got word like 10 minutes before Byron's show, and Byron saying, how am I going to do a comedy show now?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a real tough one.
Yeah, and when Jim sent me the email yesterday afternoon, I just happened to be out at actually a wine tasting, and they have wireless there. And so I said, oh, let me just, you know, check my email, being the junkie that I am. And I saw the subject line of Rest in Peace, Dean, and I was completely blown, just completely blown away.
Yep. Very understandable. It was just amazing. One of the things he did is he filled in for the summer for Gary when he was sick in 1995.
Yes.
And he did the commensurate, you know, the great job of it. He always said he didn't want a show of his own. He always said, well, there's already people doing anything I would want to do. And, you know, I don't think any of us believed it. We always told him that he would definitely have his own unique perspective if he ever decided to do one. And finally, he took up Mike Reynolds on the idea for the Wookiee Network in, I think it was it 1996, I guess, and or maybe 97, I don't remember, but I think it was 90s, whatever year that Wookiee started, joined that network in, I think it was April of that year, so I'm thinking it was 97, and
I think you're right. I think it was 97 because I remember that that my Gary and I used to listen to Wookiee on the SCPC out in our kitchen, and we had just moved out here to Seattle. So I think you're right that 97 would be it.
Yep. So in any case, and he actually took our place. We had done a show on the previous Tech Talk network, and when it went down and Wookiee replaced it, we didn't show up for a while. We took a hiatus, and Dean ended up getting the Thursday night slot because we gave it up. So that was kind of cool. And, you know, he just always was the professional. I mean, you could, nobody did a tighter, better sounding show, and, you know, he was just so dedicated. He had the best ears on the network. We've all said that. And we always wished we could have gotten him onto ACB because he certainly would have fit there. But he was so busy, and the time slot just didn't line up. So that, you know, couldn't work, but it would have been worth it.
Yeah, it really would have. It really would have been. And as I said earlier, when I asked him to do the liners for ACB Radio, I mean, the response was just quick. You know, he yep. just wrote immediately back. And I remember being so moved. I ran in and told, you know, Mike Carey, I said, oh my gosh, Dean's going to do liners for us. And not only is he going to do liners for us, but he said that he would be honored to do it. And I mean, I just felt it was so moving to me that he would A, do it, but B, do it with such such pleasure.
And I can picture that, too. That just sounds like Dean.
Well, I'm going to go ahead, I think, at this point and play the Blind Spot interview. It runs
okay,
about...
That would be good.
Yeah.
And I should point out, by the way, that we discover, you know, we kind of were figuring it out. He was basically only 54.
Yeah, that's sort of what I thought. Someone had said that they thought he was 36, and I thought, no, I don't think Dean was that young.
No.
Dean
but
and
still,
I are
54 is still way too young.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely.
But somebody pointed out, a stroke is no respecter of age.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Well, anyway, thank you very much for the time and the show. Very much appreciated, and it will get replayed later on Wookiee.
Oh, wonderful. Just wonderful. So to all the people who will hear this later on Wookiee, you know, this is the time to celebrate Dean's life. We need to have our tears because we've lost an incredibly good human being and a talented individual. But I think you'll agree with me, Tom. Dean would not want us to be sad and morbid, and he'd say, come on. You know, this
yep,
is the way it is.
Absolutely.
Let's move on and keep making good radio.
Yep.
All right. Well, and thank you for simulcasting my program tonight on WTND-LP in Macomb. I appreciate that.
Yep. You're quite welcome.
All right.
It's certainly worth it.
Have a good
Thanks
one, sir.
Again.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to go and move into the Blind Spot interview that I did with Dean back in about the year, I want to say that this is 2000. Now, I can't be sure of that, but that it's certainly no later than 2000 because Blind Spot went live. Actually, it could even be 99 because Blind Spot went live before it went off the air in 2001. So this is either late 99 or early 2000, and it runs about a half an hour. And please get to know my friend and the friend to many listening, Dean Spratt, through this interview. Hi, this is Marlena Lieberg welcoming you to Blind Spot. Blind Spot is a series of programs heard this time each week on ACB Radio, where we talk no-tech, low-tech kinds of things. If you've got an idea for something you'd like to hear on Blind Spot, why not drop me an email? My email address is Marlena, that's M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, at acbradio.org. Hi, and welcome to Blind Spot. This is Marlena Lieberg. Our guest this week is someone whom I am so happy to call my friend. He's someone that, gosh, I just feel like I've known this person all my life. I can't even quite remember where or when or the exact how that we ran into each other, but it certainly started over Things Audio, and I think Things Satellite and Audio. Dean Spratt, welcome to Blind Spot.
Thank you, Marlena. And actually, I do remember how we first ran into each other.
Uh-oh.
It was on VoxChat on the net.
Was that where it was?
Mm-hmm.
Aha. Gosh, I don't even know if the VoxChat servers are still up.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But that is where we first ran into each other. And then you started following my satellite show. But I guess that's ahead of ourselves.
Well, no, not on Blind Spot. On Blind Spot, you can chase your tail, and it's perfectly fine.
Cool. I like that.
Someone said to me, I get such wonderful email from my listeners, and somebody said, oh, how do you prepare? And I sent them back a two-word answer. I don't.
I was going to say, that's the same way I do my show.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about your show.
Okay.
Let's just jump right into it, and then we'll kind of digress from there.
I was going to say, we're starting at the end and working our way back towards the beginning. Is that...
That's right.
It works for me.
It works for me. So when is your show on, and what is it, and how can people find it, and what's the deal?
Well, I do a show on satellite and the Internet on Thursday evenings. That's Thursday evenings in the U.S., and it begins at 9 o'clock Eastern, and it's a show called Thursday Potpourri, and it is, in fact, just that. It's kind of a potpourri of music and tech stuff, and we take phone calls, and I guess basically I came up with the title Thursday Potpourri because it seemed like a good cop-out for a show where I really never know what I'm going to do until I do it, and so the name seemed appropriate, and the show is on satellite, on the SATCOM C3 satellite, which serves the U.S. And a good portion of the northern hemisphere. I also stream the show on the Internet, and there's several other good people who turn it around as well on the Internet. You can hear it on the Dishnut Network in MP3. By punching in the IP in Winamp or in Real Player at 216.32.166.89:28582. And you can also hear it in Real Audio by going to http://radioshows.homeip.net. And there's a whole listing of various radio shows there, and you can click on the link for my show, or you can simply add to that that URL a /CNP for Thursday Night Potpourri .ram, and that'll bring your Real Player right up and start playing. So there's a number of ways to hear the show. I originate the stream in Real Audio. If you've got a good high-speed connection, that's far and away the best audio is off of Real Audio stream.
Yeah, your audio is really wonderful.
But you listen on the satellite, right?
Both.
I do a little bit of everything on the show. I play music. We talk some satellite and computer techie stuff. We take phone calls. I play a show at 10 o'clock Eastern that's called Communications World. It's done by a guy named Kim Andrew Elliott at the Voice of America in Washington. And VOA programming is all public domain programming, which means not copyrighted. You can air it. And I do that. And then at 11 Eastern, every single week, I play an old-time radio show because old-time radio is something that I'm kind of fanatical about. I love it.
Yeah, I think a lot of us do.
Mm-hmm. I know I do. And I understand you have a much better MP3 collection of old-time radio than I do. I really, 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 really want you to put an FTP server on your computer so I can just grab lots of OTR.
Oh, well, we will discuss that because I would love for you to do that.
Oh, and I would too.
Now, let me ask you something. You keep talking about satellite, and I suspect that there might be some folks out there who don't quite have that picture put together.
Well, we actually uplink to a satellite right now using phone lines, although eventually we plan to get the audio to the satellite as well via the Internet. But we feed it by a phone line to the satellite, and then it goes out over a subcarrier on a satellite uplink. In our particular case, the uplink is actually out of Denver, Colorado, and the Wookiee radio network that I mentioned. It's Wookiee, like the little alien in Star Wars. What it really is a guy's ham radio call.
Yeah.
He lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma. His name is Mike Reynolds, and his call is W0KIE. And several years ago, when we first started the network, he didn't really know what to call it, and we just kind of went, well, gee, W0KIE, that could be Wokey, and then he went, or Wookiee, and it kind of stuck. And we even used the Wookiee noise.
Yes, which is very cool.
You like that?
Yeah, yeah. Have you got it handy?
As a matter of fact, I do. That's our signature sound. That's the Wookiee.
That's the little Wookiee.
That's the Wookiee right out of Star Wars.
And so when you hear that, you know that you have hit pay dirt.
you hit dirt anyway. Yes, that's right.
Oh, gosh. You know, it's you play such a fun mix of stuff that I'm resisting the temptation to ask you to play certain things. So I'm not going to do that, though.
Okay.
But I will tell people that if they ever want to hear a song about deer camp and beer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. Well, you just never know what you're going to hear on Dean's program.
I try to play some novelty stuff each week, maybe a little bit of comedy. I do play some straight-up top 40 from the 70s and 80s and right up through today. Some rock. I also am a big country music fan, and so I play some country. I mean, I'm like dearly in love with several, actually. I mean,
yeah, you love the Dixie Chicks, don't you?
I love the Dixie Chicks,
yeah.
and I love Shania Twain,
yeah.
And I mean, I think one of life's greatest travesties is that Faith Hill and I are both married and not to each other.
Well, you know, there's always the next life.
Well, that's right.
You know,
yeah.
You just hang on, and you know, you never know.
But the only thing is, you might not come back cute in the next life.
Well.
Or I might not, or, you know.
Yeah. Well, what's saying you came back cute in this one?
And it is exactly
and
right.
And then there's that, right.
There sure is.
So listen, a lot of people who listen to ACB Radio are pretty pretty interested in either getting into radio or already do some broadcasting. How do you keep yourself organized when you're doing your shows?
Well,
not that I think you're that organized, but
I was gonna say,
it's a good question.
First off, you're making an assumption that might not be real accurate. I guess probably, I mean, I have things kind of in folders on the computer. Almost all of the stuff I play on my show is played right off the computer. Either that or mini disc. And I have a studio. I have an office and a studio set up here at my home in Minneapolis, and with a 16-channel mixer, much as you have.
Mm-hmm.
Into that runs the computer. There are a couple, three mini disc machines running in there that I use. That I've got a three disc CD carousel. And all that stuff is hooked in through the mixer, and so everything just sort of is wired in. And assuming that I remember to punch the right buttons or turn the right buttons up, it just sort of all works.
What is it that you do from 9 to 5?
Well, from 9 to 5 now, I work for a company here in Minneapolis called Metro Network. We are owned by Westwood One, which is the largest distributor of radio programs probably in the world.
Is that the network Bruce Williams is on?
Yeah, Bruce Williams, and we distribute the football games for CBS, the Larry King radio show, I believe, is distributed on Westwood One now. Mm-hmm. Lots and lots of radio is distributed on Westwood One. And Metro Networks is a company that's owned by them. And Metro Networks was actually acquired by Westwood One about a year and a half ago. We merged with a company called Shadow Broadcasting, which Westwood One already owns. And Metro Networks is actually, we have two operations. One is called Metro Traffic Control, which probably almost everybody in the U.S. has heard of. And we provide outsourced traffic reports for radio stations.
Now wait, explain, what does outsourced traffic
report? In other words, the people who do the reports are not employees of the radio station. They're employees of ours who do those reports.
Uh-huh.
In most cases, many of the radio stations around the country. And I did traffic. I actually did traffic on one of the big stations here in Minneapolis, WCCO, for almost 16 years. And for the last almost 3 years, I have worked with the other side of our operation, which is called MetroSource. And MetroSource is a satellite-delivered newswire service and is the only competition in the United States to the Associated Press. And everybody says, no, Associated Press, and then there's United Press International. Show you how this business works. A couple of years ago, a year and a half, 2 years ago, the Associated Press bought United Press International. And they immediately shut it down. As the contract ran out for radio stations who were taking UPI, they shut it down. And we are the other wire service. There's AP and there is MetroSource. And we, the last time I checked, were well over 750 affiliates in the United States that carry MetroSource. And it's a pretty cool thing because not only do we deliver our text via satellite, but we have a proprietary news browser. And if you're reading a news story, say, that has a sound bite, you know, where the story is going to say, and George Bush said, that sound bite is actually denoted in the story in braces. And you double-click inside the braces when you get to that point, and it just plays. It's
wow.
Right there off the computer. We also have something that, again, is proprietary called Cart-O-Matic. And what Cart-O-Matic is literally a virtual cart machine. And it'll even load up to 5 carts in that machine. And then each of our workstations comes with a little button box that hooks up to the joystick port of your computer. And if you load your bytes in advance, you can actually fire them in sequence just by hitting the start button.
Wow.
And you can load up to 5 cart decks of 5 cards each. So you can actually load up to a maximum of 30 sound bites that will simply fire in order every time you hit the start button. It's way cool.
Now, do you create the sound bites? Do you produce them, edit them?
I do a lot of that, yeah. In fact, that's what I spent a good portion of today doing.
So do you think that technology, as it has evolved and hopefully will continue to evolve, do you think that that makes work in radio for people who are blind a more feasible thing?
Well, radio for the blind people working in radio has kind of gone through its ups and downs.
Yeah.
And I say that because, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, a blind person could do radio quite easily. At least you could do the DJ part of radio. I mean, you could do the records and you could talk the big hits and the big sounds, and you could play the records.
Play Johnny Angel.
And what you really couldn't do was read the live commercials. There was no way to translate those unless a blind person, you know, had somebody read those to him and you wrote them all out in Braille. And then you could do that. But as far as the technical part of radio, in the 50s and 60s and 70s, a blind person could do that.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of an earlier interview done for ACB Radio's Blind Spot program. You're listening through ACB Radio and through WTND-LP in Macomb. And now back to our interview with Dean Spratt.
Then the 80s came along and everybody started getting computerized, and all of a sudden it was like, wait a minute, the blind people can't run computers. And all of a sudden radio took a technical turn that blind people could not master.
Yeah.
And then in the, mid to late 80s, when they first started coming out with screen readers, and all of a sudden, as that stuff started to become more prevalent, the technology for visually handicapped folks caught up. And once again, blind people could do the technical part of radio. Plus, along with that, with various Braille printers or assistive Braille reading devices, the printed word became accessible to the blind person, without somebody actually having to sit down and read it to them so that they could put it into Braille. And so what we had here was the technical aspect of radio, which blind people could do no problem. Then we got to the point of the technical aspect of radio blind people not being able to do. And now as technology has caught up, not only can a blind person do the technical aspect of radio, but the computer adaptive technology is allowing us to do the printed copy part of radio that we never could do. So we are now have kind of come full circle, and those of us who are blind and want to do radio are actually better off than we were 30 years ago. Although I would say this, and I would hasten to say this, for anybody who's young and looking at radio, thanks to what the Ronald Reagan administration started, consolidating, we're down to the point now where most of the radio in the country is done by a few companies.
Yeah.
And with satellite-delivered radio and automated radio, a lot of radio stations now are getting to the point of they just want board operators. They want somebody to be there to push a button and make sure the ID fires once an hour. And they don't pay those people a whole lot unless you're incredibly talented. So if you want to do radio, make sure that you want to do radio because you just flat out love it. If you want to make money, you know, be a lawyer, a plumber, if you want to get rich, unless you are an incredibly talented individual and you know it, or unless you've got some stick that is so unique that nobody else is doing it, don't go into broadcasting. Not as a means to get rich.
Yeah.
And please don't misunderstand. I love broadcasting. It's the career that I chose 30 years ago, and it's way too late for this old dog to learn new tricks now. I'm stuck, you know? And for those who don't know what I mean by what the Reagan administration started, it used to be you could own 7 AM stations and 7 FM stations. It was the 7 and 7 rule, and that's all you could own nationwide. Now you got companies like Clear Channel and Infinity that own hundreds of radio stations. It's cookie cutter radio. I mean, you go to any town.
Oh, absolutely.
And you can hear mix 90 something or mix 10 something.
Yep. And they're very close on the dial too.
Yeah. And every town's got a light FM
and a Jay-Z
and a Jay-Z or a jazz FM.
Yep.
And a mix. It's cookie cutter radio now. And as much as, you know, I suppose we shouldn't get political, that's in large part because of what the Reagan administration started. And the FCC has ruined radio. And that's why there's been this move afoot to do low-power FM. And now, thanks to Congress, about 80% of those applicants have been eliminated. Radio is not what radio was. The best radio today on the air is being done on college campuses.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It really is.
And I think also on the internet.
Oh, there's a great radio being done on the internet.
Yeah, there really is. And hopefully that will continue to happen.
Oh, and I think you're going to see more and more of that. I mean, let's face it, the internet, as bandwidth becomes available, I mean, you know, we're doing, I know I have, and I know you also have DSL for the internet.
Yeah.
5-6 years ago, to think that you were going to have download speeds of over 500K in your home, and that was unheard of unless you were willing to pay hundreds of dollars a month for a T1 or some fancy circuit. You know, and now you can do it for $50 a month, which, you know, granted is still a chunk of change. But the point is, between that and cable modems, and you gotta love cable, and you gotta love the phone company, because as bandwidth becomes more and more available, your cable company and your telephone company are gonna do their darndest to cut each other's throats.
Yeah.
They're gonna do anything they can to undercut each other, and the big winner in that is you and me.
Boy, I feel like when we look at radio, we look at internet radio, I feel a little bit like the people must have felt in the early 1900s when the mechanical revolution was happening. I mean, look at all this stuff. It's like, oh, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen next. And so if people are interested in getting into radio or working with audio, I encourage people to just start experimenting.
Oh, yeah, Internet radio is the new frontier. I mean, it's kind of like Dr. Watson, come here, I need you.
Yeah.
Or wasn't Dr. Watson, whatever his name. Watson,
yeah,
come here.
It was Watson, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is the new frontier. This is the new deal. And people who didn't dream of being able to get into radio 5 years ago are now running internet radio stations.
And doing shows.
and getting listeners. And the thing is, you're not limited anymore by how far your station goes. If you're on the internet, you're worldwide. Your show is heard everywhere from, you know, the U.S. and Canada to Australia, the Caribbean. If they can connect to the internet, they can hear Wi-Fi, and it's cool.
What do you think is in the future for you and Thursday Night Potpourri?
I really don't know. You know, the satellite uplink thing is always a little tenuous, because what we're doing as far as the satellite is, we're doing satellite on the cheap. I mean, we provide, we are uplinked through the facilities of something called the Oxygen Network, which is a network for women.
It's Yahoo!
Women's-based programming, and we are on one of their subcarriers, and what we provide them is a Barker carrier. In other words, somebody without the property scrambler who tunes in that channel, they hear music, and they hear, you know, promos for the various programs that the network runs, and we provide that for them. As that's the trade-off for their letting us use another one of their subcarriers that the C-band satellite hobbyists can listen to. But the thing is, now the internet has come far enough that even if we lose the satellite uplink, probably still continue in some form or fashion on the internet.
The only problem with Thursday Night Potpourri,
it runs right across from this show, I know.
Yes.
I know.
But only for a half hour.
I have to listen to your show in the replay mode.
Yeah.
I'm a little busy when your show airs. Yeah.
And this Thursday you'll be a bit schizophrenic.
I'll be in two. I'm a split personality this
That's tonight. Right.
That's exactly right. Right. Tonight I'm a split personality.
Well, if people want to email you, can they do that?
Oh, absolutely. They sure can. I got a real simple email, and it is Dean, D-E-A-N, at pclink.com. PC, like personal computer, link, pclink, all one word, .com. And so they can email me, dean@pclink.com. It's so simple, even I can't forget it.
I tell you, even I can't forget it.
It's pretty scary, isn't it?
Yeah. And why don't you tell us one more time when your show's on and the simplest way for folks to find it after they've listened to Blind Spot.
After they've listened to Blind Spot. Yeah, you can tune in. As a matter of fact, after you listen to Blind Spot, you can go out and you can take a hot bath and pour yourself a cocktail, and you can come back in and listen to the old-time radio.
That's great timing. Yeah.
Isn't that perfect?
Yeah.
The show actually runs from 9 until midnight Eastern time on the satellite, and I have kind of gotten into the habit of doing a little bit of internet-only stuff afterward, and that's where I play things that maybe you wouldn't play on the satellite, or sometimes I play some weird stuff or weirder stuff, but they can hear the show. If you have a C-band satellite dish, you can tune it in North America on the SATCOM C3 satellite, transponder 24, and the audio is 7.5 megahertz wideband. And again, you can listen to it on Dish Network. And the best way to get them, I guess, it would be to simply go to Live 365 and look for DishNut or DishNut Radio or RFD1, which stands for Radio Free DishNut. And then the higher quality stream, which is a Shure Stream, real audio stream, and I'll give the URL for this one, and hopefully folks are running tapes or they can grab your note-taking device quick, and it's at http://radioshows.com.
HomeIP, all one word, HomeIP.net/TNP.RAM, TNP for Thursday Night Potpourri, .RAM, and that will bring it right up in your Real Audio player, and it does require a G2 player, and the show is streamed in mono. The fast rate is 32.1, and then it goes down from there, but if you have a fast connection, the 32.1 actually sounds reasonably good.
Well, Dean, it has been fun.
Yeah.
I have enjoyed this. Will you come back?
Sure.
You know what we got to do? We got to have you back sometime and do a show about satellites and kind of what's on the satellite radio stations.
I really enjoyed it, Marlena. Thanks for having me. And, yeah, I'd be more than happy to come back anytime you like.
Thanks, Dean.
Hey, take care.
And that was an interview that I did with Dean Spratt back in 99 or 2000. All right. It's 12 minutes past the hour. By the time you hear me say that, the phones will be open at 866-666-7926. We'll be with you until the top of the hour. Let me do the little housekeeping deal again. If you're listening to this program between 8 and 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 and 7, am I getting this right now? 9 and 10 p.m. Eastern, 6 and 7 on the West Coast in North America, or 2 to 3 Universal, you are listening live, and we welcome your calls and call in and share what you might like to share about Dean or chat with us about anything else. If you're listening at any other time, you're listening to a replay, and please feel free to just put your feet up and enjoy the program. We have a caller. Let's bring the caller in. Hello, you're with Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, Marlena. Rick Lewis here.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well.
Great to hear you.
I just wanted to share some memories of Dean Spratt. They are a bit different than probably most people's memories would be, but on the other hand, I suppose a bit consistent in many ways. The last few years of my checkered radio career, in a way, kind of are like Dean's were, although not necessarily intentionally, just kind of worked out that way in some ways, although I'm sure in other ways it was a little more deliberate. I started out in Phoenix as a traffic reporter when I was living there.
I didn't know that.
And I was working, well, I'd done mostly disc jockey stuff up until 1993, was unemployed for a while, then got a job, actually one of the people that I interviewed with recommended that I try working, apply to, of all places, Metro Networks. And he knew one of the people in Phoenix who was in charge of operations there. So, and this was long before the merger that Dean was talking about was with Westwood One.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that. I ultimately ended up doing traffic for about 5 years. And then, due to the merger with Westwood One, and yes, Dean does play a role in this, I'm not trying to take up your whole show with this story, but due to the merger with Westwood One had a rule that I was kind of in conflict of, and that rule was, if a traffic reporter is only on one station, then that position will no longer exist. And guess what? I was only on one station. And the guy who was one of the vice presidents of the company, who happened to be headquartered in Phoenix, was working with my boss, and he had worked with Dean in another city, well, actually in Minneapolis. And I'm not exactly sure how all this came together, because I wasn't privy to the behind-the-scenes part of it, but I was basically told, after I had been told that I was going to be let go, about a week later, I was told, well, if, you know, we'd consider hiring you at the Metro Source part of the operation. And ultimately what happened is that vice president got a hold of Dean And Dean flew in from Minneapolis, and in about a two-day, 12-hour-a-day crash course, taught me everything that he could possibly teach me about Windows in a couple of days.
Wow.
And so we were on a roll, and he was very very supportive, very encouraging, and we got along great from the start. We weren't, as many people were, in constant contact with Dean. My contact with him were sporadic, but during those days, he was very supportive. I was, frankly, pretty skittish about moving to Windows from the DOS world, where I felt pretty comfortable. And on the other hand, he was quite the opposite. He was probably the perfect person to teach me about Windows because he knew nothing of DOS.
That's right. That's right. I remember that.
He had done computers for about 18 months, but they had completely been Windows. So we did that when we were in contact some after, after he went back to his home territory of Minneapolis. And he was very supportive and congratulatory when I actually, got that gig and was about ready to start off with it. Fast forward to, I actually did not know when he had been let go by, Metro Networks until much later after that had happened. And I tried to get a hold of him in Minneapolis, because I wanted to chat with him. I hadn't talked to him in a long time. They just told me that he wasn't there. I didn't know any details at all. And then when I was downsized about 6 months ago, I wrote to him and just let him know, just because I thought he might be interested in knowing that. And that's when he told me that it actually had happened to him the year prior. And the reason I bring that up is that he had said in his very cordial and nice note to me, as his notes always were, he had said that in the past year he'd really been looking and hadn't found any employment despite his long history. And I really wonder what part a role, what part that, basically taking away his pride and joy, his work.
Yes, because he loved broadcasting.
Absolutely, as I do. So I fully understand it, but I really wonder how much that might have played a role in other things.
Yeah.
And the way things happened. But Dean was definitely one of the good guys and just very supportive. And interestingly enough, he never told me about his internet show at that time. I mean, I heard it later. He told me a little bit about his satellite activities, which I knew were, extensive. But I think one of the reasons he never did, and this says something about his character, I believe, is that he knew I didn't have the budget to get into those things at that time.
Yes, he was an extremely sensitive guy.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I loved about Dean. That and his laugh. I mean, his laugh would just...
Oh, yeah.
You could be having a rotten evening, and you hear Dean laugh, and just somehow, you could just laugh with him.
Well, he was out there in the most positive sense of the word. I mean, what you saw was what you got, and he was the same to you on Tuesday as he'd be on Monday and the same next year as last year. And, if he supported you, then he supported you with all he had.
Yes, and he was extremely supportive of me when I first started all this business, and he helped me to get onto the internet using Live 365, and he'd call me up and he'd say, "You are not giving up." No, I'm not giving up, but I don't know what I'm doing. And he said, "What makes you think I do? Let's try this."
Oddly enough, although we talked a lot of radio and talked a lot of politics and old time radio and this and that, I don't think, because we weren't in contact that much, but even when I was talking to him about business stuff, I don't think I ever told him about my program on ACB Radio Interactive, and he never talked about his program on it. It's kind of like that part of it we never talked to each other about,
yeah.
Which is funny because they were both things that were very important to us. We just didn't cover those areas.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, I appreciate your calling in and sharing your memories. And before I let you go, let me let you give a couple of shameless promotions here.
Oh, I'm always willing to do that.
I know you are. Man after my own heart.
And even a few shameful ones.
Oh.
I do an oldies show called Oldies and More on Sundays on ACB Radio Interactive, 21 to 23 UTC, which is 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon Eastern Time, 1 o'clock Pacific right now until the time changes. And those are just kind of random odds and ends oldies shows. And then I do a timeline show on Wednesday night East, you know, U.S. time, and Thursday 03 UTC. That's 10 o'clock Eastern on Wednesday night and 7 o'clock Pacific. And I take 5 consecutive years and play the chart debuts from those years, at least the best of them. And that usually takes a couple of hours, two and a half hours to do that. And you hear songs that not only have you not heard in years, but maybe never even heard at all.
Yeah.
Maybe your local stations didn't even play them.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you so much, Rick. And I really appreciate that you participated in this night to remember Dean. He was just a great guy and a great friend.
Sure thing. And absolutely that is the case. And I sure thank you for the opportunity.
All righty.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's our own Rick Lewis. I have a memory of Rick Lewis when he won a contest on ACB Radio, and I got to call him up, and what the heck did I give him? I don't know, it's discs or something. It certainly wasn't a reading system. Hi there, you're with Marlena. Who's this?
Good evening, Marlena.
Good evening, Dr. Bishop, and how are you?
I have something to tell you.
You do?
Yes, it's very exciting.
Tell me.
It's extremely exciting.
Yes.
It is snowing here.
It's snowing in Tucson?
It is snowing, and our back and front yards are covered in white.
All right, Dean, knock it off now. Come on.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. Do you ever get snow? I've never heard of snow
about
in Tucson.
Every 5 to 7 years we get snow.
Wow.
And it's unbelievable. My son just brought in this big bucket.
Yes.
And it's packed with snow in it.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Is that cool or what?
Well, no, I'm not a fan of snow. We've had enough of it in Seattle.
Kind of
I'm sick of it, so I hope you love it. Yes. Yes.
We're going to save it. We're going to put it in the freezer.
There you go.
There
you go.
We can bring it out in July, like the whole Bill Cosby thing.
There you go. There you go. And then you can record it and do your own skit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The whole revenge thing.
You've got breaking news about Main Menu, have you not?
Yes, we have very exciting stuff going on.
Tell us.
So this week starts Main Menu Live.
Ooh.
So during the second hour this week on Main Menu, you'll be able to call in live and interact with our guests. And our guests this week are Mark Mulcahy from Level Star and Stephen Guerra from ILA.
Ah, two good people.
That's right. And then the next week on Main Menu, and we really want to get this talked about, so those of you who are on staff, especially on the interactive side, make sure you talk about it. We'll try to get a promo out, actually. We're going to be having a three-hour live edition of Main Menu all about Windows Vista, because, of course, Windows Vista launches the day that Main Menu airs.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have Microsoft Corporation on in the first hour. In the second hour, we're going to have Mike Calvo from Freedom Box, and in the third hour, GW Micro with Doug Joffrey.
Wow, that's very interesting. You're not having Freedom Scientific on, are they?
They were invited.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time that we invited them, we were simply going to record it, you know, and that's kind of where we're heading. And then we due to other things. Anyway, at the time, Eric said, "Well, we really don't have time right now due to other commitments, but we can get with you in late February." So that's what we're going to try to do.
Good.
So we're going to try to get back to them, and if we don't get them in late February, we'll get them at CSUN, and we'll try to get some coverage there. So, so don't worry, we'll definitely hear from Freedom Scientific in one way or another.
That all sounds very good. I have a dog banging her tail in the room here.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
So, you'll be able to call in, and we're bringing panels of experts on. Jacinda's out playing in the snow.
Ah.
And let's see. Yeah, we're bringing on panels of experts each week to join us. Now, the week that we're doing Vista is mainly going to be
Hey, David, I'm on the phone.
Sorry about that, guys. During the week of VISTA, it will mainly be me so that we can focus attention on getting callers through.
Sure.
I'm sure there's going to be lots of callers.
Yeah.
And Don Barrett, who actually won this evening, is going to be on along with my very good friend and yours, Randy Knapp, next week, and along with Daryl, and then along with our guests.
Very cool.
Yeah, so we're going to be, it's going to be pretty busy.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, and we'll all look forward to the new and improved Main Menu Live.
That's right.
On ACB Radio Mainstream.
That's
why don't you run the times and.
Okay, so, of course, Main Menu is heard at 1 to 3 Universal, except for, the Main Menu that is going to happen a week later, which will then be from 1 until 4. 4? 4. Boy. that's 1 to 4 UTC. Or 8 to 11 Eastern. Or 5 to 8 Pacific.
Right. All right. And that's Tuesday nights in North America.
That's
Wednesday
right.
mornings
UTC
land.
That's
all right. All right. Well, thanks so much and go enjoy your snow.
Yes. This is going to be exciting.
All right. Take
we'll
care. Yep. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. We're in open forum, but I'm still very eager to have folks call who would like to remember Dean Spratt. Hi there, you're with Marlena. Who's this?
Hello, Marlena. This is Charles in Venus in Sacramento, California.
Hello, Charles. How are you in Venus doing?
Oh, we're doing fine, and yeah, I just wanted to call in because I knew Dean. In fact, I got to talk to him a few times on his show, and he got Venus and I into NASCAR, and she actually used to call him the NASCAR guy, and every Thursday she'd say, it's time for the NASCAR guy.
Yeah, he loved NASCARs, didn't he?
Yes, and he also loved cars because he would talk about, I think, his brother, or somebody came from Texas one time, and he had I forget what the car was, but he was talking all about it and stuff like that. So I had the pleasure to talk to him. And in fact, he used to tell me about how you could get in-car audio on the Internet.
Oh!
But now you got to pay for it. But
Yeah.
But he told me how to get it, so I went to NASCAR and checked it out and found out how much it cost. And it was interesting because he would take scanners. He was telling me he would take scanners there to the racetrack so he could hear the drivers.
Well, and it's interesting. Gary, my Gary, found a picture of Dean on the web, and I'm not really quite sure where he found it. Maybe he'll call me up and tell me when we hang up. But he described, I guess it was a picture of Dean's studio at home, and he said that there were just all kinds of scanners and handheld amateur radio equipment and just all sorts of equipment that just meant so much to Dean. But you know, the thing that I loved about Dean, and let me just break for 1 second here and say that you're listening to the Marlena program on ACB Radio Mainstream being simulcast through WTNDLP in Macomb, Illinois. And thanks to Tom and Daryl for doing that, which will later be heard on the Wookiee Satellite Network, a place that I have always longed to broadcast. So I'm feeling very honored that because of my friend Dean, I'm actually able to do that even through replay. But the thing that I always loved about Dean was he was so generous with his time, with really encouraging other blind people. I remember in the Blind Spot interview, whose audio, by the way, I apologize for, but that's back when we were recording at, oh my gosh, I don't know what were like the lowest bit rate you could record at when ACB Radio first started. But I remember one week he wasn't feeling well after he finished Thursday Potpourri, and my phone rang, and he said, "You can take it for me." And I was like, "My gosh, Dean, I can't do that. I mean, you're the professional, and I'm such a know nothing." He said, "You're not a know nothing, and you got a hell of a good radio voice, and I don't feel good. Take it." And he hung up.
I guess you got told.
And
huh?
So there I was. Yes. Oh my gosh. And he hooked up to me on my live 365 server deal that I had going back then. And oh my gosh, I was nervous as a cat. I couldn't believe that Dean believed enough in me to give me that opportunity. So he.
Yeah, well, you know, I think he was an inspiration to many people, whether it be NASCAR. I mean, I think he started a lot of blind people interested in different things. And actually, he did a song, you know, with Dale Earnhardt, Got Killed. He put together a thing off of his scanner or off the website or something, using a song, and he would intersperse it, and it was about, it was really interesting. So he told me how to get it off of his website. He used to put some things up there and tell me how to get them, you know, and he was going to try to fix it so I could go to his private FTP site, you know, and that was interesting. But, he was just interesting to talk to, you know.
Well, and that he was, and I appreciate your calling and sharing your memories.
Yeah, and well, there is a couple more things. I did hear the other day that he actually sang the national anthem in 1984 at the Twins game, and boy, I wish somebody could find that. That would be
wow. Neat. I'd love to have that.
And
wow.
Then he also did another interview that he played. He said it was done on tape, but he did it, I guess, for WCCO with Earnhardt. At the time, he had that other accident years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
That would be nice to hear some of those if anybody
indeed
has that. Boy, that would be neat.
Indeed. Well, all right. Thank you so much, and give my best to Venus.
Right, and I'm glad you had a good trip in Mexico.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. I have about 34 minutes past the hour. We'll be with you until just about the top of the hour, and then all of this starts all over again through the replay. Hi there. You're with Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, Marlena. This is Pam, the empowered one.
The empowered one. Hi, Pam. How are
Hi.
You?
Good. I wanted to congratulate Don for winning that reading system. I think it's really cool that somebody won it who has never had a reading system before.
Oh, I was so happy. When I looked at the entries, I didn't have the names, you know, because you want to make sure you judge something fairly.
Uh-huh.
And I've known Don for years and years and years, and boy, that entry just absolutely popped out to me, and I said, oh, this is the one. This is the best. There's some great ones in here, but this is the best one. So,
well, that's great.
Then when I discovered it was my friend, I was even happier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it reminded me of a little over a year ago when I sat by my computer thinking, dare I hope that the phone will ring, and sure enough, it did. So I can imagine how excited he was.
Yeah, yeah, I think he was pretty excited.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I wanted a quick question about your cruise.
Yes.
My husband and I, we want to go on a cruise eventually, and I just wondered, and I definitely would want to take Joseph, and I wondered about Agnes. Did you tell them ahead of time that she
oh, yeah.
was coming along
yeah.
and they made accommodations
yeah.
for her on the ship and everything?
Yeah, and I've been on several cruises with Madeline, and this was
uh-huh.
Agnes's first cruise, and Royal Caribbean is just fabulous about it. So, you know, drop me a note, and I'll give you some pointers.
Okay.
Because it really can be done.
Yeah, I'll do that. Because, yeah, I know a lot of people don't take their dogs on cruises, and there's no way I'd want to leave Joseph behind.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But I'll let you get back to your other calls, but just wanted to give Don a quick congratulations. Oh, and a question about your wine tasting. What was your favorite?
Oh, let's see, the one yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, it was all wonderful Washington Reds.
Hmm.
And I think my favorite one, I can't even remember the name of it, but it was a blend of Cabernet Franc and I think, and actually Gary has come into the room, so he remembers this more than I do, but what was the rest of the blend?
Cabernet Sauvignon,
Cabernet Franc, and
that's a real dry wine.
Merlot, yeah,
uh-huh.
So it was good stuff.
Okay, well, good to talk to you, Marlena, and congratulations, Don.
All right. Thanks,
really,
Pam.
Really happy for him.
Okay.
All right, talk
Bye-bye.
To you later. Bye.
866-666-7926. I'm going to make some rude noises with the microphone here. Move it over to Gary, the board guy. Squeak! And we're gonna put this caller on hold. We'll be with you in just a moment, caller.
I'll shout.
Let Gary describe that picture.
Marlena, excuse me, I got a frog in my throat and I'm on the radio. Right. Marlena wanted to know about the picture. If you do a Google on Dean Spratt, the second item that pops up is a picture from the Wookiee Network. And for those who can see, it would be a picture of Dean Spratt on in his ham shack, actually. And it shows him with a linear amplifier and a shelf of what look like handheld radios. And I'm sure most of them are scanners, but there's a gob of them up there on the top of the picture. So there are quite a few entries on Dean Spratt in there. There's quite a few Dean Spratts, as it turns out. One of them's a lawyer.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. But there are quite a few entries. There's some that reflect his association with WCCO, et cetera, et cetera. So anybody that wants to learn a little bit more about Dean can get up there and do a Google on him, and there's quite a few entries.
All right. Whoa.
Don't bang.
There's nothing better than live radio. You know, we're sharing a mic and it's on a big boom. There's the other thing. Dean was telling me about he had his mic wall mounted. And he said, "Well, I could just reach up and pull it down on a big arm off the wall." And I was like, "Well, you know, you're just going to come over to my house and you're going to fix that for me." And unfortunately, we never did that. We have a caller. Let's bring the caller in. Hi there. You're with Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, Marlena. This is Kelly in Minnesota.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling because I have some childhood memories of Dean Spratt.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
My parents listened to WCCO, and I used to have a long ride to get to school, and I was on a bus with a radio, and they always had WCCO on. So I listened to Dean Spratt a lot. And I remember in eighth grade, I went to this career connection thing where they had all these different professionals there with all these different jobs and, you know, every kind of imaginable career possible. And the keynote speaker was Dean Spratt.
Wow.
And I remember my dad saying to me, "Dean Spratt is blind?" Because we didn't know. And so he gets up and he's talking. And the one thing I remember of the whole thing was he said, "Well, y'all know how I got to know the roads, right?" And everyone was quiet. And he said, "When everybody's sleeping at 3 in the morning, I drive them." And that was pretty funny. But that was, I just remember the voice and, you know, listening with the snowstorms and trying to get to school and just pretty interesting.
Yeah, I remember I went to Minnesota, let's see, I think the first Closing the Gap that I went to back in the late 90s, I think. And and I said, oh my gosh, I got to listen to Dean. And it was just incredible, you know, I mean, he just, you would have no idea that this guy was a blind person, you know? I mean, he kept up with everything. He did just, I once asked him how he did that, and he said, well, you know, you gotta have reasonably good braille skills, but you gotta have a hell of a good memory, he said.
Well, and I would agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. He was just a phenomenal, phenomenal guy, and you're lucky that you had all that time to listen to him as you were growing up.
Oh yeah, it's just, you know, the different voices that I remember from my childhood and having him be one of them.
Yeah.
I was sad to hear about his death.
Yes, yeah. Well, he's looking down on us now, giving Jeff Bishop some snow in Tucson and
snow here?
And snow there. Yes, yes. Yeah,
just a little.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much,
sure.
And tell Earl I said hello.
I will. He's listening, so you'll be telling him hello yourself.
All right, there you go. There you go. One less thing you have to do.
All right, you have a good night.
Thanks, Kelly.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. As I say this, it's about 42 minutes past the hour. Let's bring in another call. Hi there, you're with Marlena. Who's this?
Hello, how are you today?
Hi, Timothy. How are you up there in Nova Scotia?
Not too bad. Did you get my email about the passing of...
I did. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you very much. Were you able to hear the Blind Spot interview with Dean?
Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah, I heard it, actually.
Yeah.
I came in 20 minutes into your show.
Ah, okay. So you've heard most of it and
yeah,
most of the recollections.
I didn't hear what the slogan was or nothing like that.
Oh, the slogan is ACB Radio, where your listening is our business.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's a good slogan.
That's a good
and
slogan.
And I congratulate Dawn for winning it.
Well, there you go. Yep. Yep. So anything else on your mind?
No.
No?
Just would like to say to all ACB personality that I express my condolences to all that have lost a very good friend.
Yes, yes. And not just ACB Radio, but certainly the Wookiee and that's right, and WTND and... Just Dean Spratt touched an awful lot of lives and will continue to do so.
And for those who are listening on Wookiee, good luck in the future.
All right. Well, thank you, Timothy.
All right.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. The sound you're hearing in the background is Agnes chewing on her Nylabone. You know, you could get all the expensive and fancy equipment and not so expensive and not so fancy equipment in one little room that tries to make you sound good, and then your dog comes in and wags its tail and rings its bell and chews its bone, and there you are. You're back to sounding like you don't know what the heck you're doing. And we've got a call. Let's bring them on in. Hi there, you're with Marlena. Who's this?
Hey, Marlena, it's Riley. I didn't expect to get through. Let me mute something.
Yes, Riley, turn off your electric computing machine. What a great, great surprise it is for me to hear your voice again.
Well, you know, it's under some really horrible circumstances.
Yes.
Being a good friend of Dean's, you know, it's... you know, pretty wild. I mean, we didn't really talk a lot, but when we did, it was usually for hours and hours and hours, and wow.
Yeah.
I guess that's all I can say is a wow.
Yeah, yeah. And Dean was the kind of guy who would just give of his knowledge to anyone who asked.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Actually, I've got some old stuff. Very old stuff, actually, from back in the late 90s, and I guess that's relatively old now. But as soon as I found out, I started digging through the archives, and I'm going, "Oh my goodness, I don't believe I've got some of this stuff." And you know, the guy was just an absolute genius. I don't care how anybody looks at it. You know, I mean, he was just a flat genius. He could goof up at any time and cover it so well that you would never know that he goofed up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The guy, he was just phenomenal.
Oh, my goodness. And really, to be gone so young, I mean, you know, I hate to admit it, but some of us are getting up to that age. So.
Well, yeah, some of us are a little past that age. And,
well, and we're still here. That's the amazing thing. But I just wanted to call and express my condolences and everything. And you know what? He's in a much better place now, if you happen to believe in that persuasion. So, anyway, thanks for doing this tribute, because it certainly was well-deserved, and I can't think of a better man that deserved a tribute. Have a wonderful week.
Well, thank you so much. Now, let me ask you, are you still in Alaska?
I am not.
You're
I
not?
Am,
see, that's how long it's been since we've spoken.
Yeah, I used to work in assistive technology.
Right.
And now I'm senior support for a telephone company, and things are certainly always in a state of flux.
Indeed they are. Indeed. And where are you now?
Currently I live in Iowa.
In Iowa. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, that's a big jump from Alaska to Iowa.
Although the weather, the summertime weather is horrible. The wintertime weather, we just got pounded with a bunch of snow.
Oh,
so,
dear. Oh, my gosh.
You know, I'm feeling like I'm right at home.
You're right at home. That's right.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Take care, and thanks so much for doing this.
Well, thank you, Riley, and I hope you'll call my show again sometime.
I will indeed.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh, I have not spoken with Riley in so long. 866-666-7926 here on the Marlena program, where folks are calling in and remembering Dean Spratt. Dean Spratt, who always, when I would call him, well, certainly not always, but more often than not, he would play a song, and I wish I had it. I don't know where he got it, but it was called Two Marlenas. And I used to tell him, Dean, one's bad enough. Hi there, you're with Marlena. Who's this?
Hey, Marlena, it's Cal.
Hey, Cal, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
What's up with you tonight?
Well, just wanted to call in. I just got home from a grandparent's house, so I'm pretty shocked about what happened. I thought Dean was going to recover.
Yeah.
From a stroke.
Yep, that's what we all thought. But you know what? This as I said to my friend Jim Pemberton in an email yesterday, this really teaches us to value each other and the gifts that we all have to give to each other and take from each other, because boy, we don't know when our friend isn't going to be here.
Yep.
Yep. So you're in Hawaii. You're not having any snow, are you?
It's hot.
It's hot.
Really hot.
Oh, how hot is really hot?
I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, Dean, he was a cool person. He was, he didn't really know, well, you know what he was doing, but I hardly tuned into his show, the Thursday Night Potpourri.
So you listened on the internet, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, how did you find out about Thursday Night Potpourri?
It was, I think when I was listening for a while, I didn't really hear about Dean.
No, but how did you find out about Thursday Night Potpourri?
Just listened around, and I didn't really know that there was such a show.
Ah, okay. All right, well, listen, you take care and you stay cool.
I'll try.
All right, and call me again.
All right.
All right. Take care.
See you Friday.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, isn't she sweet to remember my Friday Folks program on ACB Radio. I always have everybody else plug their stuff, and I never plug mine. ACB Radio Interactive every Friday from 22 to 0 UTC. That's 2 to 4 Pacific and 5 to 7 Eastern. I do a program called Friday Folks and play a lot of music, take a lot of phone calls, take a lot of abuse. No. Never happened. We've got time for just maybe one or two more calls because there is something that I want to play at the end of this program. Again, I want to thank Tom and Daryl so, so much for simulcasting this program on WTND-LP in Macomb. And thanks to the Wiki Network for playing this as a future broadcast. I really have a love in my heart for Wiki. And so let's grab this call. Hi there, you're with Marlena. Who's this?
Hello, Marlena. This is Byron Lee from the Fun Zone.
Hello, Byron Lee, one of my favoriteest people. How are you?
Oh, that you have no idea how good that makes me feel. I'm coping. I'm doing as well as can be expected, I suppose.
Yes, yes. This was quite a shock.
Yes, it was. Well, I just wanted to call in, and I don't know if anybody already mentioned this or not, but when Dean was recovering from his stroke earlier this week, he was in the hospital and he had slurred speech, but he was able to get some words out, and he kept saying one of the few things he could say, which was, "This sucks. This sucks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah."
You know, because he was a communicator. You know, he was a guy who lived to talk. I think if he had to choose between, you know, going blind and not being able to talk, he would have said, "Take the eyes, take the eyes."
Absolutely. You know? I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
He loved communication, all facets of communication, from, you know, amateur radio to satellite radio, internet radio. And I've said this over and over tonight, but he was so encouraging for those of us who really always felt this was an unattainable dream. And I mean, I remember Dean saying to me, "Look, you know, you've got it. You can do it." And in fact, I remember one phone call we had, Dean said, "If Delilah can do it, you certainly can do it."
You know, one of the moments in my life that, you know, where I realized, you know what, maybe I'm not really all that bad at this radio thing after all, was the time where Dean called me about 3 or 4 hours before his show, and he asked me if I could fill in for him.
Wow.
And I was so flattered, because Dean's show is very important to him, and he works so hard to produce a really tight show, and I've always aspired to produce his show as tight as he does. Even when he screws up and knocks over all of his tapes and unplugs something, he just, you know, goes right through it. And the rest of us are like, "Oh, what do I do? I broke
it.
Oh,
no." Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. Well, let's keep his spirit alive, Byron, and his memory alive, and may he just rest in peace, because he
Absolutely.
Certainly deserves it.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a wonderful show, and I hope that many more people call in. And I will also be listening on Friday.
Oh, great. Oh, I love it when you listen. Okay, great. Sounds good
All
to
right.
me. And I will talk to you soon.
Absolutely. We have some business to conduct. So so I'll try to get a hold of you privately off air. And
oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That just about wraps it up. For us tonight, and the reason is that I want to end in a way that I rarely end my show, and that is with a piece of music. The words do not exactly apply, but the message does. It's a beautiful song, and I think that those of us who love Dean and who learn from Dean and who were tutored and cared for by Dean can reach out in our minds and in our hearts and just kind of hang on to each other, because the leader of our band has died. Here's Dan Fogelberg. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week.
grabbed his arm and went dismal and solitary way. And he gave to me a gift I know I never can repay. A quiet man of music denied a simpler fate. He tried to be a soldier once, but his music wouldn't wait. He earned his love through discipline, a thundering velvet hand. His gentle means of sculpting souls took me years to understand. The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. My brother's lives were different, for they heard another call. One went to Chicago and the other to St. Paul. And I'm in Colorado when I'm not in some hotel, living out this life I've chose and gone to know so well.
You've been listening to the Marlena program, heard this time each week at the Mainstream on ACB Radio.